Text numéro 66. Like it or not, kids hear the news. Here's how teachers help them understand it. Each morning, Stephanie Nichols gathers her second graders around a table to eat breakfast and start their day. As the kids unpack their knapsacks and settle into the classroom, Nichols likes to listen more than she speaks. Breakfast table conversation can be about anything, from video games to the New England Patriots. But in recent weeks, the table was buzzing about one thing: the mass shooting in Lewiston that left 18 people dead and 13 wounded. The event resulted in a multi-day that closed schools and left the community on lockdown. Nichols teaches at Narragansett Elementary School in Gorham, Maine, about 40 minutes from Lewiston. Even that far away, you know, we all have connections, she says. It's Maine. It's really like the biggest small town. Nichols knew her students needed to talk about it. I think people sometimes really underestimate kids of this age level, she says. My kids had all these things they heard on the news. With tragedies dominating the news cycle for the past few weeks, teachers are looking for ways to help their students make sense of the world around them. Even the youngest children are absorbing headlines and current events. Teachers say they need to give them tools to help them process and filter information. One key element of that approach is media literacy. Even if children aren't seeking out the news, Nichols says, they're still exposed to it, and they have lots of questions. One student in her class asked a big one: why? Why did the shooter do this? She says the best course of action is to be honest with her students, telling them, we know a lot, but we don't always have the answers for everything. And that might be something that we never have an answer for. Nichols says this isn't the first time she and her students have had tough conversations about the news. Sometimes even their distractions, like YouTube videos or gamers on Twitch, can expose them to the headlines. And she wants them to understand that not everything they see on the internet can be trusted. It's important that we know who's putting out things like an advertisement, she says, because, you know, we don't necessarily know if that's a fact or opinion. For older students, middle and high schoolers, the media literacy discussion is more nuanced. A high school history and government teacher in Richmond, Virginia, tries to bring the topic into all his classes. He uses MediaWise, an online course, to give his students a crash course. He starts with the program's quiz for students, asking things like, do you know what a deep fake is? Adapted from NPR, November 2023.